This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to a new episode of Common Mistakes in Ramadan. In this series, we point out some of the common mistakes that people do during this month relating to their fasting or Taraweeh prayer or Tikaf or anything related to the act of worship or the social interaction that we do during this month. And today, I would like to talk to you about those people who, while fast by abstaining from food and drink during the daytime, but they will not abstain from ghibah and namima, backbiting and gossip. They will control their mouth by not allowing food to come in, but they cannot control their tongue from lying, from backbiting, from spreading rumors, from using false language. All these are very dangerous sins. As it is haram to eat and drink while you're fasting, it is also haram to lie and to backbite and to gossip and to spread rumors and to say bad words and to insult others while you are fasting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدْعَ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ وَالْجَهْلِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Al-Bukhari reported that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, those who will not stop from saying azur. Azur, it's any evil thing, you know, and that include the things that I mentioned earlier, like lying, backbiting, gossip. Wal-jahl, yani being ignorant, saying improper, using improper languages, insulting people, and so forth. There is no point from that person to stop themselves from eating and drinking. Obviously, this hadith is not telling you if you backbite, just go ahead and have a, you know, a Big Mac meal. No, that's not what the point. The point of the hadith is saying that you have so much, while you are fasting, that fasting will not benefit you much because of the amount of sins that you're accumulating, and they are severe sins, so it will reduce the ajr of that person. Make sure that when you fast, you make your tongue fast as well, not your stomach only. Make sure when you fast that you're not abstaining from the halal, but also you abstain from the haram as well. And if you see someone who doing that or saying that way, tell them what the Prophet ﷺ taught us. Allahumma inni sa'im. I am fasting. I can't be engaged in such thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts, our tongue, our siyam. Wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. JazakAllah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.